biking this summer in Rock Creek Park. Yeah, you know, they closed Beach Drive down. Yeah, I don't ride on the roads. I'm not one of them maggots that stops up traffic for 18 miles. I just ride on the weekends when they close Beach Drive. I pump that thing. Oh, I ride alone. Oh, I learned my lesson about riding bikes with my daddy. Oh, God. One time, me and Becky Lou Buckholz, who was going for a bike ride, and Daddy conned his way into coming with us. Here we had our nice 10-speed Schwinn's with the racing handlebars, lightweight frame. And here comes Daddy in his big old fat thing with balloon tires. Say, y'all wait for me now! I don't come along with old God! So we're pumping along through Rock Creek Park. And wouldn't you know, Becky Lou's britches, her pant leg, gets stuck in the chain of the bike and she goes right down. Blang! So I go running over and Daddy comes puffing up alongside. And I try, but you ever get your pants stuck in the chain of a bike? You can't get them out of that. She said, be careful, Nino, you're going to rip them. I said, well, I could cut them off. She said, no, you don't, you cut them off. And Daddy said, well, the only solution is you can either stay here, a taxi or bike. We'll go get the car. She said, I don't know if I want to stay in the park all by myself. Or, Daddy said, you could just slip out of them britches. Yeah. We'll hide the bike in the bushes and you come with us. She said, oh, I don't know. Well, Daddy says, come on now, you got to make a decision. I said, I don't know if I want to take it over britches in front of you. He said, oh, come on, boy. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. And sure enough, she says, well, I guess, you know, Nino and I are dating and y'all Nino's daddy. Well, all right. So she slips out of them britches. Daddy's going nuts. I said, Daddy, don't you be looking here. So once she got out of the britches, I could work with them a little easier. But wouldn't you know, I ripped them to shreds trying to get them out of the chain. I was hurrying so fast because I didn't want her sitting there in her underwear in front of my daddy. So I ripped them to shreds. She said, no, I can't wear them. I said, well, for crying out loud, get on the bike. But sure enough, she gets on the bike. I said, come on, let's just get the hell back to the car and get home, for crying out loud. Daddy, you ride in front of us, all right? I want you. He said, well, I've been eating chili dog. I said, all right, for crying out loud. But don't you be looking at her. So we ride along about 100 yards. When, you know, Daddy falls up and says, uh-uh, got my britches stuck in the chain. Looks like I'm going to have to take my pants off. But sure enough, Daddy takes off his nasty pants. And there he is in his baggy flowered boxer shorts. And now him and Becky Lou both are riding along in their underwear. Oh, it gets worse. We come down that one big hill there. We're pumping along. Daddy gaping over at Becky Lou. But wouldn't you know, Becky Lou's brakes fail. And she starts going 90 miles an hour. And here comes Daddy in hot pursuit. Hang on, Becky Lou. I said, I'll get it, Daddy. I'll get it. Well, Daddy pedals right up alongside of her and grabs her with one hand and slings her over on top of his bike right in front of him. He said, boy, you go on ahead and get the car. Hurry up. Hurry up, boy. Well, I pedal on as fast as I could, threw my bike in the car, and go driving back for him. No sign of him. I look in all the bicycle paths. No sign of him. I look around for about an hour. And finally, here they come. Becky Lou grinning, Daddy grinning, sweat pouring off his body as he's driving up the hill to the house. I said, Daddy, if I cried out loud, did you two stop off somewhere? Yeah. He said, no. I said, Becky Lou? She said, no. But they were both smiling. I said, do you swear on a stack of Bibles? He said, wait a minute, Nino. I swear on a stack of Bibles that I pumped that thing home all the way.
Grease, grease, digging the grease. DC 101.
And they asked me why I drink it.